Can I chat, please, with Joey Cotter? This guy is off the charts with the crazy things he gets up to. Joey.
Hi, Neil.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Are you the fella what I did be seeing on the Instagram there, and you were saying that you were going to go from Douglas to St. Patrick's Bridge? No, actually, the first one I saw was Douglas to Ballincollig in an office chair.
That's me, Neil.
How did it go?
It was very painful, to be honest, and it took ages.
Had you any idea before you did it how long it would take to roll along in an office chair?
I was guessing 4 hours, like around 4 hours, but it ended up taking 9.
God. Did all the wheels stay on?
No, like by the end of the straight road, they were all sanded down, so it was just like dragging a chair all the way into like Ballincollig, like by the shopping centre. That was by far the worst bit.
9 hours. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Was it footpaths all the way, like?
Yeah, it was.
You must have had a lot of strange looks as you went along, right?
I did. To be fair, I did. And I was asked by 2 different guards what I was up to.
What did you say?
I said, I'm going from Douglas to Ballincollig on an office chair. And it's like, right, kind of wondering what I'm doing.
Did they say, off you go, so is it?
One of them thought I stole it.
You convinced him otherwise, did you?
Yeah. Okay. So I carried on anyway.
Okay, so Douglas to St. Patrick's Bridge on a pogo stick. How did that go for you?
That was, I'll be honest, I think that was worse. Because after that, I had blisters on my hand, on my feet, and I was in bits. Like, it was so painful. But the weather was better that day.
How long did that take, Douglas?
That took a little over 5 hours.
On a pogo stick?
Yeah.
I'd do it. You should do that in an hour.
Boing, yeah, but the pogo stick I have is really bad.
5 hours. Did you fall off it at all?
Yeah, but, like, nothing too bad. Oh, actually, by the English market, the pole came out of the pogo stick and I nearly fell backwards. It like broke.
5 hours to pogo stick from Douglas to St. Patrick's Bridge. Okay, 9 hours to Ballincollig in an office chair. Okay, Middleton to Yall and back on a skateboard while drinking a pint of water with chopsticks. Who even came up with that idea?
The chopsticks thing?
Yeah.
I've seen that done before, like...
Oh, hang on a second. You did Middleton to Yall on a skateboard and another challenge was drinking a pint of water with a chopstick.
Yeah, they were both different.
They're separate. So how long did it take you to do Middleton to Yall on a skateboard?
12 hours.
For God's sake, man. Were you not on the Greenway?
I was, but like I stopped in Killa and I went from the woods of Glenbower to the River de Tour, you know?
So. You should have done that in half an hour. Mind your 12
hours. Yeah, but I had a kebab as well in Yall. Like, I was hungry.
Did you manage to drink the pint of water while only using chopsticks?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? You sound as if it's normal. It's not.
I mean, yeah. That didn't even take that long. It was only like 3.5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nice. Okay. So, what's next?
What's next? See, I love the traveling videos. And especially going through the city, it's gas, like, because loads of people stop talking to me. Like, they stop to talk to me. So, do you know what a wiggle cart is?
No.
It's like this little cart that you sit in and you, like, move the steering wheel and it moves very slowly. I have one. I just need to fix it. Like, if I could get that working, I'd love to go through, like, Cork City on one of those.
And do you do these things for charity or is it marketing or what the heck?
It's kind of just for Instagram content. Like, I make content that I would enjoy to watch. That's just the idea behind it, really.
I got a real kick out of the whole office chair thing when I saw it come up. I said, he's my kind of guy. Stay as wacky and as crazy as you are. Never change. What is the hot chip challenge? Are we talking tortilla chips here?
Yeah, it's like a Dorito. Like, it's small. It's just spicy little crisp.
What are they, extra hot or something?
They're supposed to be, but to be honest, it wasn't even that bad.
Okay. You eat them with gloves on or something?
Yeah. It kind of looks intimidating. And the box is in the shape of a coffin as well.
Okay. How old are you, Joey? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 17 since January.
Okay, so what are you, secondary school leaving cert or something like that?
I'm in transition year.
Good way to spend your transition year, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what I say.
You're getting good traction online from all of these escapades.
Yeah, to be fair, it's gotten way bigger than I would have ever thought it would be.
Yeah. Did you have a TY ball?
No, but I'm going to one.
Okay.
My school aren't organising it, but I'm going to a different school's one.
Okay, your school aren't having it, so you're gatecrashing somebody else. What form,
exactly.
what form of transport are you using to get to the ball? Office chair, maybe?
I'm going by the bus.
The bus, all right, okay. Well, enjoy it, my friend, all right?
Thank you, Neil.
All right, have a great weekend. Mind yourself. What a gas man. 17-year-old Joey Cotter. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. I saw him saying, dude, swiveling around on the chair saying, I'm off and starting my run. Douglas to Ballincollig in an office chair. We need that kind of lighthearted bit of a laugh in life, don't we?